Gingrich enjoys the simple pleasure of playing a guitar, something frowned upon in Amish communities. It's one of the reasons the 19-year-old left Amish life behind. He's part of a group of young former Amish in north central Ohio who get together Friday nights to go bowling or skating. Tonight, they're just hanging out at Matthew's apartment, sharing their strong religious beliefs and providing each other with support.
That's about it. I've learned to play guitar basically on my own. I never took a lesson in my life. It's all just by ear. My dad could play before he joined the Amish church. He played, but it was kind of behind the scenes. The other people of the church didn't know he did it.
Like many of the estimated 5 to 15% of Amish who abandon their rustic lifestyle, Matthew says he also rejected the strict rules and embraced drinking, partying, and driving a car. All Amish children are given the chance to experience these things when they turn 16, but their parents hope they'll get it out of their systems and live the rest of their lives as Amish. This non-alcoholic Friday night gathering is organized by William Keim, one of four brothers who left their Amish family. Now, he and his oldest brother help other former Amish get their new lives on track.
Because when they come out, they have no money, no clothes, no nothing, and no home to live in. And, you know, I'm not out there trying to get the Amish to leave. I'm trying to help them if they do decide to leave.
William Keim, who is now 25, first left the Amish when he was 17.
I left because I was tired of being Amish, just tired of everybody ruling me, my life, telling me what to do. And like the preachers would come up and tell you that you got to do this. And for an example, one time this was probably the stupidest thing I heard, but it happened to me. I was driving down the road opposite from where the sun was, and I had sunglasses on. And they came to me and said that I had sunglasses on driving the wrong way, and they wanted to punish me for it.
After a year and a half on the outside, he returned home and was baptized. But 2 years later, with $50 in his pocket, William Keim left for good late one night. Recently, he's been joined by his 18-year-old brother, Perry.
The reason I left, I got in trouble. I drove a car without a driver's license and wrecked it, and it was just really ruined my life. And then I left, and it's just something that I have to go through now, what I did wrong. And I'm working right now. I'm working down at Frederick Door Furniture Factory. And I wrote a letter to my dad before I left, and I said that I'm going to come out here and pay my bills, what I did wrong, because I owed the court like $630 for court costs and everything.
The transition from Amish to modern life is difficult, and it's made even harder, William Keim says, because it means breaking off normal family relationships with those who stay.
After I left, Dad didn't want me to come out to see them because he doesn't want me to be a bad influence to the rest of the brothers and stuff. So I said, hey, if that's what you want, you make your life the way you want it, and if that's what you want, then I won't come out because I don't want to do anything that you don't want me to do. And so I didn't go out for a while, but finally he did come in and see me because he felt really bad for it, because I knew it was hard for him to say that. But he felt like he had to because that's what the preachers wanted him to do and everything else. So we see each other about once a year, if that. And if we do see each other, it's very hard because all they do is cry and want me to come back.
But not all of the people gathered here tonight have strained relationships with their parents. Matthew Gingrich and his sister Miriam will soon be joined by their mom and dad, who are also leaving the community. Miriam says she appreciates what her family's Amish values brought to her new life.
They taught us how to work. They taught us a lot of responsibilities, and I want my kids to grow up like that. That's the one thing I would miss. For the Amish, I mean, there's a certain amount of work expected from you as an Amish family. And a bunch of girls, of non-Amish friends, like the girlfriends, whatever, most of them can't cook. They don't clean the house. Their house is, like, dirty all the time, and I can't stand that. And I love to cook, and I need a clean house.
Miriam now works at a nearby pizza parlor. William Keim works in construction, but hopes to someday find a job training horses like he did when he was Amish. And Matthew Gingrich does masonry work, though, if possible, he says he'd like to play guitar for a living. The despite the conflicts these former Amish experienced in their original communities, none of them hold grudges against the lifestyle, and they all say the Amish work ethic is something they'll honor throughout their lives. For Main Street, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Apple Creek, Ohio.
How's that?